They rode in silence, drawing ever closer to the massive citadel that stood at the heart of Kos City. But Scourge knew this was not their destination today. Like every member of the Dark Council, Darth Nihrus was allowed access to the Emperor's Citadel. In the wake of two recent assassination attempts, however, Scourge fully expected her to stay within the walls of the personal stronghold she maintained on the outskirts of Kos City, surrounded by her most trusted staff and servants. This didn't strike Scourge as cowardly in any way. Nihrus was simply being practical. Like any high-ranking Sith, she had many enemies. Until she discovered who was behind the assassination attempts, exposing herself unnecessarily was a foolish and unwarranted risk. Yet her practicality had to be balanced against the understanding that her rank was based solely on strength. If Nihrus appeared weak or ineffective, if she was unable to take firm and decisive action against whoever was plotting her death, others would sense it. Rivals, both off and on the Dark Council, would prey on her situation, leveraging her vulnerable position to their own advantage. Darth Nihrus would not be the first of the Emperor's inner circle to lose her life. That was why Scourge was here, to root out the secret masterminds behind the assassinations and destroy them. Given the importance of his mission, he couldn't understand why Nihrus hadn't sent a full honor guard to escort him through the city. She should want everyone to know of his arrival. He was proof that steps were being taken to solve her problem, a warning to any other rivals who might be emboldened by the recent attempts on her life. Keeping his arrival almost secret served no purpose. At least none Scourge could see. They passed by the Emperor's Citadel and made their way to the western edge of the city. After several more minutes, Scourge felt the speeder begin to slow as Setchel brought it in for a landing.
"We're here, my lord,"
Setchel said as the vehicle touched down. They were in a large courtyard. High stone walls stood to the north and south. The east end was open to the street. The west was bordered by what Scourge assumed was Darth Nihrus's stronghold. In many ways, the building resembled the Emperor's Citadel, though on a significantly smaller scale. The architectural similarities were more than just an homage to the Emperor. Like his citadel, this building would serve both as Nihrus's dwelling and as a fortress she could fall back to in times of trouble. And it had been designed to be simultaneously ornate, imposing, and easily defensible. The courtyard itself was populated by half a dozen large statues, each several meters wide at the base, and easily twice as tall as Scourge. The two largest depicted humanoids in Sith robes, a male and a female. They stood with their arms raised slightly forward, their hands palms up. The man's face was hidden by a hood, the common depiction of the Emperor. The woman had her hood thrown back to reveal fierce Sith features. If the sculptor's work was accurate, Scourge knew this was his first glimpse of what Darth Nihrus actually looked like. The other statues were abstract pieces, though each incorporated Nihrus' household emblem, a four-pointed star inside a wide circle. The ground was covered with fine white pebbles. A rare type of lichen that thrived in the gloom of Dromund Kos had been planted in decorative patterns throughout the stone, the faint purple glow providing a ghostly illumination. A smooth path of finished stone led from the massive double doors that marked the entrance of the stronghold through the center of the courtyard and out to the small landing pad where their speeder had touched down.